The FBI has confirmed that microscopic explosive traces have been found in chemical tests conducted on some wreckage from TWA Flight 800. However, the FBI says there's still not enough evidence to conclude the plane crashed as the result of an explosive device. NPR's Melissa Block joins us now from New York. This FBI statement, Melissa, comes after a story in today's New York Times with unnamed sources identifying the explosive as PETN, chemical similar to nitroglycerin. How far did the FBI go in confirming that story today?
Well, James Kallstrom, who's the FBI agent in charge, would confirm only that microscopic traces were found. He wouldn't say what the explosive was or what part of the wreckage it was found on or on how many pieces, but he did say there was virtually no chance that this was a false positive reading. He said tests were done first at FBI labs and then that FBI Director Louis Free, who he said recognized the scope of the tragedy and the national attention it's received, then ordered tests done at what he called a lab of great reputation outside the government, and those tests confirmed the positive result. Mr. Kallstrom also repeated several times today that the FBI is far from having enough evidence to call this a criminal act.
We don't have the preponderance that we've spoken about earlier, the critical mass of information that tells us exactly what happened. The mere fact that there are chemical traces are just not enough.
Mr. Kallstrom said the other kinds of evidence they'd be looking for would include physical damage to the aircraft that showed evidence of a bomb or a missile explosion. He made a point of saying today that the missile theory is still up on the board and that they'd be looking for pitting or scarring that would be consistent with those devices and more traces of residue. I should add that while Mr. Kallstrom wasn't specific today, sources I've talked to indicate the explosive was found on one seat of the plane, most likely from the midsection of the plane that they've been zeroing in on in their investigation. And they say that, you know, the chemical evidence at this point is really an anomaly. They'll need to find a lot more before they can conclude what happened.
If they can't figure out the traces were from a bomb or a missile, what other cause could there be for the presence of that chemical?
Well, it's unclear. PETN, if it turns out that that's what the chemical was, is used in plastic explosives like Semtex, and it's also in some missiles. But it does have a wide range of commercial applications like blasting. And Mr. Kallstrom today said it's not inconceivable that the chemical could have been brought on the plane in some way other than a bomb or a missile. You could imagine a scenario, for example, where a passenger could have had traces of it on his clothing or brought it onto the plane in just some innocuous way. There was also speculation a while back that perhaps the piece of wreckage that was found to have these traces had been maybe contaminated on one of the Navy salvage vessels that brought it in. Maybe it came in contact with explosives there. But today, the Navy admiral in charge said there were, in fact, no explosives on those vessels that could have contaminated the wreckage.
James Kallstrom, the FBI, said today the National Transportation Safety Board does remain the lead agency in charge of the investigation. How does that affect how the FBI proceeds?
Well, the FBI can't take over until they determine that actually there was a criminal act that happened. Right now, the NTSB and the FBI investigations are going on what they call parallel tracks. But the FBI's hands are pretty much tied. They've conducted a lot of interviews. They've gathered intelligence all around the world. But it's only when they conclude that, yes, a crime was in fact committed that they can take over. And then the criminal probe would go full speed ahead. They could get subpoenas. They could do searches and seizures, wiretapping, basically, you know, exert all the full extent of law enforcement power that they have. But they can't do it until they figure out what happened.
So indeed, there's still an active investigation into a mechanical failure.
That's right. And in fact, tonight, they're sending parts of the plane's fuel system to NASA labs in Alabama for testing. They're going to be looking at the fuel pumps, the fuel probes, the flight engineers panel to see if anything went wrong with the fuel system that could have caused the center tank to explode. That tank sits right below the part of the passenger cabin that they've been focusing on, that midsection of the plane that we were talking about. It's really clear that something happened there. That's where they're seeing the most damage. But they still don't know what, and they're still missing a lot of pieces of the plane from that area.
Thanks, Melissa. NPR's Melissa Block talking with us from New York.